This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Attorney Eric Battis is joining us. We are discussing the case that is against Brian Koberger and some of the events that have transpired over the last couple of weeks. There's been one of the most questionable, the parents of Brian Koberger sitting down with an investigative grand jury. We don't really know why, because grand juries are secretive, but it somehow leaked out initially that it had something to do with another homicide. Local police department saying, nope, he has no connection whatsoever to this case. Police don't speak on grand jury's behalf. That's actually illegal to do. So I'm curious, what was going on?
Yeah, you know, it certainly raises some eyebrows, doesn't it? Like, yeah. it's and that's the thing is like you said, the grand jury process is pretty mysterious. It's pretty opaque. We don't usually know what's going on in that process. It's supposed to be secret. It was a little bizarre that there was some public statement made about it. And for me, you know, with all the publicly information available, such that Brian Koberger's father is taking this cross-country trip with him, you know, around the time of and shortly after these murders happened, mm-hmm. Is there some allegation that the parents were complicit in some way? Were they potentially accessories after the fact? Mm-hmm. We don't know. But I've got to imagine that authorities in all of the pertinent jurisdictions are looking into that. And I would think Pennsylvania is no exception.
I would think so, too. And obviously, a crime has to be committed. That's maybe not obviously, but a crime has to have been committed within that county for them to be able to call the parents into a grand jury, an investigative grand jury. So if that wasn't the case they were calling them in for, what could it else have been why they would have been able to call them in to ask them about their son?
You know, it's a bit of a head scratcher. My understanding is that they did search residences in Pennsylvania and that they may have seized materials from those residences. And so is it connected to some investigation in that sense? Mm-hmm. It's like I said, it's all kind of mysterious and we don't really know. But I'll be interested to see how those parents are implicated going forward, because everything that I've viewed, including the traffic stops, I don't know if you've seen those, Tony, yeah, but there's video of the traffic stops of Brian Koberger and his father. Mm-hmm. And I believe they took place shortly after these murders. And they are pretty darn suspicious to me. You know, I'm used to be a prosecutor, and the way that they're conducting themselves, the way that they're interacting with police, some of the ways that they're answering questions, all are sort of red flags to me. So I would not be surprised if these parents, especially the father, are implicated going forward. And I'll be interested to see what piece of the puzzle they bring, if any, to this larger, you know, massacre that happened.
What sort of questions would you be asking the parents right now as they know their son's accused of these heinous crimes, but you're trying to gather those pieces together of kind of what did they know and when?
Yeah, you know, some important questions I would have are, I would start kind of with the foundation of it all. And I would say, hey, look, do you text with your son, Brian? Do you text with him? You know, do you talk about your lives and what's going on and that kind of thing? Do you email with them? That sort of thing too. Because as a prosecutor, I would be setting up for a potential search warrant for all of the electronics, not only for Brian Koberger, but also for his parents, if I had a reasonable belief that there were communications between them that could be found in digital devices. And then I would get a search warrant. I would have those devices seized and I would analyze the heck out of what was going back and forth between the Kobergers and their son. Now, maybe they didn't put anything into writing. And so I'd also want to know, you know, what conversations they had and who else was present. If there were conversations about misdeeds that Brian was engaged in, I got to imagine that there may have been another relative at some point present or a friend of the family or something like that. I would be looking to identify other witnesses from whom I could potentially get incriminating information against Brian.
It would be interesting. It's somewhat reminiscent of the Gabby Petito situation with the Laundries versus the Petitos. Asking that question, what did you know when? Were you trying to cover anything up? My gut on this one, I don't know. My gut tells me his parents were just kind of caught in the crossfire and had no clue what the hell their son was up to, just by what I've seen thus far. Yes, those traffic stop videos are bizarre, but I think most of the bizarre behavior seems to come from Brian. The dad just almost seems kind of like a doofus. I don't know another way to describe it. I'm like, yeah, horrible. That's and he seems genuine, completely unaware that maybe your son right next to you may be involved in the other crime that took place in Idaho. But I don't know that they're necessarily were sitting there trying to cover it up. But I don't know how it's a very unique thing. No one probably knows how they would react unless they're in that situation of finding out. My son may have been involved in a, you know, quadruple homicide. What do you make of the allegations that have come out? And they are just that as of right now, that the sister of Koberger over the Christmas break made the comments that, well, you drive a Hyundai Elantra, a white one. You were in the same area. They're looking for that. You could be the killer. And then noticing that, oh, he's already cleaned out the back of his car and he's wearing rubber gloves and putting all of his trash in baggies. Very suspicious, to say the least, and to make those observations not too far of a stretch.
Yeah, oh, totally. And you know, think about how well, I don't know if you have any siblings, Tony, but think about how well a person kind of knows their siblings. Now, of course, it varies based on family and history and whatever. But generally speaking, you know your sibling pretty darn well, at least fundamentally. And if I were to hear about a vehicle being involved in a quadruple homicide that matched my brother's vehicle, I wouldn't approach it in the same way. I wouldn't really have any suspicion that my brother could be capable of some quadruple homicide.
Yeah.
Whereas here, you know, I wasn't present for the conversation, and these are all just allegations at this point. But it sounds like the sister kind of had some was raised eyebrows of her own, and regarding her brother, and then looked into it a little more and saw the vehicle had been cleaned out. There are these additional red flags. I just thought it was an interesting way for the sister to approach it with Brian if she would have believed that Brian was not capable of this and had nothing to do with it.
It would make for the most uncomfortable family rom-com movie ever.
I wouldn't want to be at that Thanksgiving dinner, man.
No kidding.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Eric Battis, thank you so much for your insight into this case. Eric, a personal injury attorney, trial lawyer, civil criminal litigator, former felony prosecutor. We thank you so much for your insight. His website, BarnerBattis.com. If you like the podcast, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download it so you don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases that we are following for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.